News Talk Breakfast, in association with AIR, supporting your business on our mobile network right across Ireland.
In the wake of the Grenfell fire tragedy in London, the Green Party is proposing reforms of our national building standards and greater protection for homeowners. The deputy leader of the party, Catherine Martin, explained to us why they want an independent building regulator set up to oversee construction.
What we have at the moment, you know, you can have an assigned certifier, but there's still kinks in that system because the assigned certifier can, in actual fact, be an employee of the developer. Now, where there's a financial link, that undermines independence. So we're looking for that independent regulator. And all the rules in the world do not matter if there is no credible threat of enforcement. And that's what we have at the moment. So again, it comes back to, you know, in the rush to build homes, and these homes are urgently needed, as we all know, but we must make sure that this time we do it right. The overriding priority underpinning all construction must be the safety of residents.
Now, to discuss this, join us on the line is Erla Hegarty. She's architect and assistant professor at the School of Architecture at UCD. Erla Hegarty, do you agree with Catherine Martin?
Good morning, Shane. Yes, I do agree with Catherine. I think this is a very important and necessary step. If we think about the building industry, when people have problem with defects in buildings now, where do they turn? We know that we have widespread problems. We know that we have a lot of legacy issues that we're going to have to deal with. They're not going away. And this needs to be handled in some sort of structured way. So if you look generally across the construction sector, we understand generally consumers know what the Food Safety Authority does. They know what the road safety people do. But they have a role in informing people. They raise standards, they gather information. And more importantly, they build trust. And we really are at a point in the construction industry now where we need people to have trust in the buildings that they live in, the buildings where they send their children to school, and that they know that there is some oversight there and that there's been some check along the line.
But that's the issue here, isn't it? Like, there's an existential fear here that there are hidden dangers in buildings probably all over the country that don't comply with fire regulation because they were self-certified. How are we ever going to find out? The only way we're going to find out about that is when these things go up in flames, isn't it?
Well, we know that we have problems. I think the problem at the moment is that we don't quite know how we're going to tackle it. And it's been done on a piecemeal basis. People are quietly having their blocks repaired. Other people are living in blocks where maybe their neighbours are having work done or the block management, and they're not aware of what it is. And I think that some national regulator or some national authority would give us a framework so that we could start to say, we will have a national checklist. And a little bit like your NCT, you might have immediate urgent work you have to do now, and there'd be transparency. But similarly, it might take some of the financial pressure off because there could be other work that could be planned out over maybe the next 5 years without that urgent immediate attention.
So, Erla, are you suggesting that no more than the hidden dangers that lurk within our building structures, that we're also hiding the fact in buildings around the country that we've discovered difficulties or dangers?
I think that's widely known in the building industry. I mean, we know...
How extensive is that? What kind of a feeling are you getting?
Well, it's difficult to get a feel for it. We know that Enama have spent over 100 million on doing repairs on blocks that they took over. We know that there have been a number of very high-profile developments in the media.
Longbow Quay and Priory Hall
being two, but there have been many, many more. And we also know from people in industry, certainly Kevin Hollingsworth has reported, that he has repaired more than 30 developments that haven't been in the media. And that's in the Dublin region. So it is a very widespread problem, and it needs to be addressed.
But so therefore, like there is very clearly... Okay, it changed. The regulations changed today. That's fine. The country is there are a lot of buildings obviously been erected since the Celtic Tiger years and all of that. There's a lot of debt traps out there. How do we sift through them to actually make our building stock make it safer?
Well, I think the first thing is not to alarm people too much. When you say that places are death traps and fire traps, the problem at the moment is that once there's a hint of a defect in any building, people are nervous. They're afraid to sleep at night. They're worried about how much money it's going to cost them to do repairs. Whereas if we had some structured national regulator, we could start to have a bit of transparency about that. And people might have some confidence then that they need to invest maybe a couple of thousand this year, and that the block management company can start to invest over time in some of the things that might be less urgent. charges.
So would there not be an onus then on the part of the state to set up a fund to compensate people when they discover there are fire deficiencies in their buildings?
Well, the funding of all of this needs to be looked at as well. There may be that the people can access finance in some other way, but the problems are not going away. And I think maybe up until now, people have felt that, well, that's just the way it is and it's not so urgent. We don't have catastrophic disasters very often. But I think the fire in London last week has really brought it very sharply to everybody's attention that we can't push these things under the carpet. And not only that we have buildings that might be dangerous, but we have a lot of people who have lost trust in the construction industry. And we have a lot of people who are nervous about their property values. And all of that needs to be brought out into the open. And a regulator could be a place to do that.
Okay. Orla Hegarty, Assistant Professor at the School of Architecture at UCD. Thank you very much for that.
News Talk Breakfast, in association with AIR, supporting your business on our mobile network right across Ireland.